Exactly. We've got a nice Monday in store. Partly sunny skies. Can't rule out a stray shower storm in the evening hours. And a high temperature of 81. Now, tonight, we'll be under mostly cloudy skies and an overnight low of 59. On Tuesday, it'll be a mostly cloudy day and a possibility of some rain late Tuesday night. A high temperature of 78. On Wednesday, it's another good chance of rain and thunderstorms. High temperature 73.
Right now, a little sunshine, 64 here in downtown Cynthiana. And good Monday morning to you. It is time for Coffee Break Extra, being brought to you today by the Ross Opera House, Harris Memorial Hospital, UL Jewelers on Main, and Smith Insurers. And with that, we say good morning to our host, Mr. James Smith.
Hey, good morning, Edward.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
I'm okay. How about yourself?
I'm well.
Good. That's good. We're glad you're back. We missed you Friday.
That's right. I was out Friday.
Yeah.
I forget day to day.
Have you ever got up on a Saturday, come strolling down here ready to do so?
No, I typically don't do that, but yeah. My schedule is weird. It's different every day. Every single day is a different
It is.
Different day.
And there's always something.
Always something. Hey, did you know today, I just came across this, it's Titanic Remembrance Day. On this day in 1912, the Titanic sank.
I did not. I knew that it sank. I didn't realize that today was the day.
Yeah.
My question is, I mean, you do it in remembrance. What do you do?
Well, I guess watch the movie. I don't know.
I mean, how do you
do it? You remember it.
You sit and remember?
Yeah, you just sit and remember. Like it's in the title, Remembrance Day.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of times when you say Remembrance Day, you think, okay, there's like traditions or, you know, something you do.
Yeah, it says discover the survivor's stories, watch a documentary movie, or take a virtual tour of the ship.
Yeah. I guess if you're in Tennessee, you could take the...
Yeah, you could.
Go through the thing there.
That's right. So that was the only national day that seemed interesting enough to mention.
Okay.
So,
well, this show is starting out great, isn't it?
Hey.
It should be. Isn't today tax day?
It is.
It's also that.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants to remember that. So.
They better remember.
We don't forget it. They don't let you forget it.
No, they don't do that.
But, so. Yeah, today would be the day. Head out and see Zach and the folks out at H&R Block.
Yeah, I need to work on mine.
Yeah, that would probably be important. I think to midnight tonight.
Oh so, yeah, after midnight. If you're, they have to be postmarked. So,
wonder if the
you got to get them into the if you're mailing them in, you have to get them to the post office before they close at what 4 o'clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can submit them electronically by midnight.
Remember, you can file that extension and do it in October.
Do you remember when they used to make it? Was used to be a big news story every April 15th that the post office would stay open to midnight.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And now we've got the internet.
That's right. Yeah, the internet's changing so much.
But yeah, the voice you're hearing. I guess we should introduce the other
voice.
My
guest today, yeah. Reed Masterson.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, welcome to the show, Reed.
I know it's been a while.
Well, you were just reminding me before we came on air that the last time you were a guest on the radio here was 2020.
Wow. Yeah,
right, January.
January 10th.
Yeah.
So what happened after that?
Yeah. The next day we had a major sellout show at the Opera House. That's what happened after that, Edward.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then he went on tour with Niels. What was his name?
Niels Dunker.
Dunker.
Okay.
One of the world's best jugglers, one of a good friend of mine. So he's not listening, but, you know, shout out to Niels. Last time we were here, he was juggling right over there when we were talking. So
that's right. And you learned to juggle.
Yeah.
I remember you were part of that show, juggling. And
Yeah, you ought to see me now. That's true. I got up to 5 balls.
Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. It's one of my favorite things to do. I don't want to do it like, I don't want to perform it really. I have performed in a few shows juggling, with the circus and different things, but yeah, it's definitely like just a hobby that I love.
Is it a stress? I would imagine that it's.
Major stress reliever.
A stress reliever.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so I mean, it's
learning is probably not a stress reliever, but.
Well, it.
I think you can't think about other stuff while you're
juggling. That's it, man. It totally takes you into a different world. Like, I mean, you just can't Like, if you lose focus, you drop. So, but the good thing about juggling versus magic is, like, when you drop and you're juggling, you pick it back up and you start immediately again. With magic, things go wrong and it takes you 15 minutes to reset all your props and all this other stuff. So it's like a 15-minute gap, and then you've lost your momentum and whatever. With juggling, you just bend over, pick it up, go again. Let's go. You know, so it's real fast to keep up and maintain the momentum, so you can kind of learn and develop a lot faster with juggling.
Well, yeah, I remember that show at the theater. It was a sellout show. It was a great show. So let's go back to January 2020. And then you did some interesting things after that. You went on tour and you mentioned a circus.
Yeah, so
I didn't know you were part of a circus.
Well, so I went on tour with the world's largest rock and roll circus sideshow, which I did that actually. That was in the end of 21. So because obviously COVID, and we didn't do anything in 2020 after Neil's show. We did a show in Ohio on February 29th, and then on our way back
the next week it was.
On our way back from that show, we lost our entire year's worth of bookings, and that was before Cynthia Anna even knew that COVID was a thing. So, like, I was already out of work for the entire year before the first case in Kentucky. So, like, which was in Cynthia Anna, as you remember. So, yeah. So we hung out, and that's when I learned to juggle a lot. Like 2020 was juggling all day, every day.
Well,
like,
you were doing some things online, weren't you?
Yeah, we did. I did virtual shows. So we had a whole series called Quarantainment, and it was wild because we built an entire studio in my house, and it was an actual TV studio, radio production studio, and everything. So I used equipment from down here at WCYN, and I had a weekly podcast that interviewed entertainers throughout the country, throughout the world, on how they were staying creative during that time. But it wasn't just a podcast. It broadcast live here on WCYN. It was a video, so it was live on YouTube, or live on Facebook, replay on YouTube, and then, you know, did the show here. And then it went out to all the major podcast networks. We also did the virtual shows where people hired us to come in and do a 40-minute show virtually through Zoom and stuff like that. I had a weekly segment on ABC 36 during that time doing magic from my house.
Wow.
So that was interesting. And then we did a...
And did you have these skills, these video skills, before? Or did you have to scramble to learn how to put this equipment together? And
well, there was definitely a lot of scrambling, but I've always done, you know, for marketing and such, you know, graphic design and video editing for our shows and stuff like that. So there was some knowledge base to all of it that I did have, but I did have to learn a lot. And a lot of the things for the live streaming and stuff didn't really exist widely for the general public until COVID happened.
Right.
So then, you know, nobody really knew about it. So then people started inventing stuff really fast.
Nobody knew what Zoom was.
Oh, no. No, not really. So it was interesting, but it was a very challenging creative time.
Right. Now, did I know a lot of venues and theater groups and different things got some what was that grant? We got some at the theater for having been shut down to replace your income. It's kind of an income replacement. Did you qualify as an independent performer?
I qualified for nothing.
Really?
So I didn't even qualify for unemployment. So even when they made unemployment available for self-employed people, they didn't make unemployment available for contract workers. Contractors is kind of the way they viewed it. So people that went out and did construction, stuff like that, those people were never made to quit working. So people are building houses or doing that stuff, which is why Lowe's, the price in lumber, everything just skyrocketed, because, like, none of those people had to quit their jobs. And technically...
But you couldn't perform.
Technically, that's what I do, is every job is a contract. I'm a contract worker, I'm a gig worker. And so they put me in that category, and they were never considered unessential. So even though I was the first person to lose my job in Kentucky...
Right.
I didn't qualify for the unemployment. So.
Right. But you made it. We all made it.
Oh, I'm still here.
Now the circus, the rock and roll circus, okay. That's an interesting.
Yeah, so
I think I kind of remember seeing some Facebook posts. Yeah,
I kind of, when 2020 happened, and at the end of 2020, I kind of got off of all social media and stuff. Kind of went on a little sabbatical and just did my own thing for a while, and then the end of I didn't have the opportunity to start performing again until August of 21. So from February of 2020 to August 21, I didn't even have one opportunity to perform live on a stage. And I had had this opportunity in the past presented to me to go on tour with this rock and roll circus, and couldn't do it at the time. And then had the availability and at the end of 21, so yeah, I drove to Florida, which is where their headquarters are, and hopped on a tour bus and traveled as far from, we went from Florida all the way to Washington State.
Doing shows all this, in between. Yeah, just, yeah.
And we made one huge loop. So it's, I think we did 30 states in 2 months, and it was wild just living on tour buses and waking up at a different venue. You know, you go to sleep in one state and wake up in a different state, and they drive all night, and a whole slew of performers. You know, it was from, we had a half man to a guy that was one of the world's best yo-yo artists. We had a guy, my buddy Ozzy, he was on America's Got Talent after this, who does all kinds of crazy, like he pierces his skin with these weird skewers and sword swallows and contorts and does all this crazy stuff. So yeah, I did that for a while, and then came back and started working on my one-man show, which is what I'm doing now. So,
okay. So a one-man show, how long is it, and where?
Oh, well, I can do an hour. And I'm not doing, you know, I've never gotten back to the level of
the big stage shows.
Yeah, I've never gotten back to the big stage shows since COVID. It's in the process, working on some things. So hopefully it works out by the end of this year. But got a lot of things in the works. But the one man show is 100% just a hired in thing right now. I'm not selling tickets anywhere to that. But there are places like I do some random like public libraries. I did a public library in Georgetown. They actually have a stage, and yeah, they seat like 500 people in that library.
So corporate gigs.
Corporate gigs, yeah. It's different things like that. Kind of kept on with the kind of the rock star esque vibe that I had to maintain with the circus. And so I've done a lot of higher end nightclubs and yeah, different things like that. So
cool. Yeah. It's interesting how especially as performers, how things change over time.
Trajectory in our path.
Yeah.
The direction you're heading is never the destination you end up at almost ever. Like, right. Not exactly how you plan it anyway.
Well, so. You mentioned to me before we came on air that your first show at the Opera House was in 2008.
October 23rd.
Yeah. 2008, which was the second year we were open.
Yep.
There at the theater. We had opened in 2007 expecting to just do movies, and yeah, that was going to keep us open. And then we soon realized really, really quickly that wasn't going to do it, we had to venture out.
I think 08 was the first year for Ghost Walks.
Yeah, I believe it was.
I think
we never can remember.
Yeah, I think I was there for the first year, so like it was either 08 or 09, but I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was 08. Obviously not the level of Ghost Walk that we have now, but
well, you were 19 years old when you performed your first
show. I was 18 when you all booked me, 19 when I performed, yeah.
And now here we are, how many years later? 15, 16?
16 years. Yeah.
16 years later. You've toured America. Have you played in Canada? Can we call you an international artist?
No, I've flown over Canada, but
never performed.
No, never performed there. No, 47 states. Yeah.
So which three have you not been?
Rhode Island. Why'd you ask me that? Rhode Island, Hawaii, and Vermont.
So those are the three states we got to work on.
Yeah.
Hey, get the booking. I'll give you commission.
We'll have to see what we can do.
Rhode Island and Vermont should be pretty easy. Knock them out real quick in one trip.
I mean, I've driven past them.
The Hawaii one may be the question mark.
That's right. That's right. All right. Hey, we came to the break. We've got Reed Masterson here. Magician, showman. What else you call yourself?
I don't know. I mean, I do a lot of things, James.
I know.
Actor, photographer.
That's right. You've
graphic
been some
design,
film and stuff,
artist,
too. So we might talk
You're
about that.
A bartender as well. I've seen videos of that.
Well, for 12 hours, I was.
He's in the LA-1 commercial.
Oh, he is.
The audio that we run, he's in the video portion of that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to take a break here. We'll be right back with Reed right after these messages.
As one of only 5 hospitals in Kentucky earning a 5-star quality rating by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, Harrison Memorial Hospital in Cynthiana provides its neighbors with exactly the specialty services they need. Their Women's Health Center offers more personalized care, but it packs a big punch. Larger birthing suites, a secure newborn nursery, and a lactation specialist certified by the International Board Certified Lactation Consultants, all without leaving your community. They really know how to make a new mom feel pampered and special. Their 3 board-certified OBGYNs, Dr. Jennifer Cannon, Dr. Derek Clark, and Dr. Ashley Blake, offer years of expertise. And their OBGYN offices are even located just next door to where you'll deliver on your big day. Harrison Memorial Hospital. They say great things come in smaller packages, boy or girl. How we agree.
Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Now, we could talk carat weight, clarity, color, and cut, but the important thing is if you have someone special that you want something special for, you need to see Steve Ewalt. Whether it's holidays, special occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding gifts, Steve will help you find the perfect gift. Watch, clock, and jewelry repairs. You can resize, remount, or change your stone settings. Quality merchandise, repairs, and awesome service combined with a name you can trust. Ewalt Jewelers on Main. Phone 234-3741.
Loading the kids in the car. Brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call Tolu, Becky, or Joseph at Smith Insures, 234-3641.
If you have a guest or topic that you would like to hear on Coffee Break Extra, please call 234-1400. And now, back to today's program.
Hey, welcome back to Coffee Break Extra.
I've waited a week to play this.
Have you?
I have, because this is a big weekend.
Yes, it is. Coming to the Ross Opera House this weekend for one weekend only.
One weekend only.
Ghostbusters Afterlife.
There you go.
The latest Ghostbusters. Which I think is, see, there was 2 when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
Is this Afterlife? Or is this the...
Yeah.
I will do research.
I think it's the Frozen one. Isn't it called, like, Frozen something? I'm not talking about Elsa here.
I don't know. We better find out.
I think, though. We're going to break into the song. And I'm looking.
It's the newest one.
It's this weekend.
Yeah, it's this weekend.
Continue to talk.
At the Opera House, Friday and Saturday at 7, Sunday at 4 o'clock.
I will be there.
So.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. This will take a moment. Go ahead with the show. Talk amongst yourselves.
All right.
But, yeah, that's this weekend. I don't know who all's in this. It's from the original cast.
I know Bill Murray.
Everybody.
I've seen Bill Murray.
Every person is in it.
No, one of them.
Well,
one of them's passed.
Well, technically, he was in the last one. So.
Was he?
I did not see that one.
That's right. He was.
He's in the last one, and I cried. Like, I teared up. No joke. It was so the way they included him. The way, like, the main characters in this one are his grandkids and kids. So, Yeah, the way they've redid the stories and stuff for that is great to include Egon, Harold Ramis.
Were you also a big cartoon fan of the Ghostbusters? Because obviously you can tell you're a big Ghostbuster.
No, I mean, I watched it, but no, I wasn't a big fan.
Okay.
There was a cartoon?
Yeah.
Frozen Empire.
I thought
Frozen
it was Frozen Empire.
Empire.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Afterlife was the last one.
Yes.
This is
that
the...
came out in 2022.
This would be the fourth of... that line.
Yeah, the fourth of this series. Yeah, the girls are a different, totally different thing.
I did see that one.
an alternate universe.
Yeah, just like just like Marvel and DC, they had a totally different. Yeah, not part of this storyline.
Once again, you think they'll ever combine?
Yeah, probably not.
I don't know. It was.
I don't think the girls one did well.
It was a little rough.
It did not. I didn't see it. I loved the actresses in it, and the concept of it seemed fun, but.
I watched it on television. I was not that impressed.
But, yeah, I never watched it.
But anyway, that has nothing to do with this weekend.
this one has been getting really good box office success. So come out this weekend and enjoy a movie at the Ross Opera House. And then coming up in May, I'll go on and plug this, is our play that – I call it our play because we've written it, we're directing it, producing it, starring in it, all that. Just the four of us owners at the Ross Opera House. It's called The Complete History of Cynthiana Abridged, as told by the owners of the Ross Opera House. So taking all those great stories from Cynthiana's history, and the four of us are playing all the parts in 230 years. And it's how to describe it. It's kind of zany and wacky, Three Stooges at some points, Shakespearean at some points.
Really?
It's even got a few musical numbers in it. So anything we can do for a laugh, we put it in there.
Who is breaking out into song is my question.
Well, there's a couple of songs. That's kind of teasing you there.
Yeah, okay.
We can't give away all the spoilers.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to picture the four of you.
None of the four of us are singers, so.
Well, that's why I'm trying to figure out who between the four of you is. I know a couple of you pretty well. I'm trying to figure out which.
So, I mean, it's straight up slapstick comedy, but we get some history in there.
Of course, one of you.
It was a little bit.
I've got to say, one of you I went to a recording studio with years ago, but that's beside the point.
You did.
That's another story for another time.
Roger?
Another story for another time.
You can't tell all your secrets, James. Ezra's not telling all his.
All right. Going down that road right now. We're
I don't tell
things.
Any of my secrets. So.
Hey, I got to mention this because there's a big old mention this written all across it. It's about the Community Cleanup Days. Spring Cleanup Days is coming to Harrison County. So it's Wednesday, April 17th through Sunday, April 21st, the county will offer free dumping. That does not include tires or household garbage, but everything else qualifies. Bring it to the county road barn between 7:30 and 3 p.m. on those days. And in conjunction with the Harrison County Conservation District, they'll also make a payment of $10 per white item. Limit 2 items per household. And white items accepted are old refrigerators, washers, dishwashers, dryers, water heaters, freezers, stoves, anything like that.
Excluding microwaves. Even if your microwave is white,
it's
excluded.
It doesn't count.
I found that out earlier.
that was a breaking news story during coffee break.
I was.
It was.
Heard it here first. Yeah. No microwaves.
At this time, maybe later this fall.
Okay. And this is open to all Harrison County residents. No contractors allowed.
Okay. So it starts Wednesday.
If you make money hauling people's stuff,
you can't go.
You can't go.
You're not allowed.
Yep.
Dang.
Is that something else you do? Because you've got a list of things.
Just says no contractors allowed. So I, it doesn't specify, does it?
Take donations. I guess it's.
Oh, so what were we talking about before the break, Reed, that I thought was interesting? Oh, your movie. You said you were an actor.
Well,
I
mean,
movies.
Edward asked what all I do, man. I've done so many things. I've been in a few things. Obviously, we had, if you remember.
I've seen one at the theater.
Yeah, we had the red carpet premiere of Rosalie, which is a paranormal thriller that I was part of. That was shot back in 2018, that Ashton and I were both part of. And then, which I've done a numerous amount of things. The one thing about acting that I dislike the most is that you never know if anything's ever going to make it to screen.
That's right.
And so I started acting in 2008, which is I was in a documentary for the Haunted Backroads of Kentucky, because I used to be part of a big paranormal group called KPI, Kentucky Paranormal Investigators, here in Kentucky, and we actually had events at the Opera House and had meet and greets and stuff, and we worked with all the TV shows and different things like that. But anyway, so yeah, I was in a documentary. Yep, it ended after we filmed it, and I've never seen it, so I have no clue what happened to it. I was in a I actually had A&E record our show one time. We're for a 1,000-person studio audience up in Illinois, so which was a whole thing, and had to act in it. But I was also playing myself, so it's kind of weird. But you know, it was very scripted, very
right.
Again, greenlit A&E. We did it. Never seen the light of day. It's gone.
Really?
Gone off in the ether somewhere.
You know, about 3 years ago, maybe two, there was a big group that came and filmed a documentary at the theater.
Okay.
A ghost hunting kind of.
Okay.
And it was pretty big. They brought in so much equipment, yeah. Lights. I mean, they probably had 20, 25 people on their crew and filmed this whole, it was supposed to be one of the pilots for a new ghost series. I haven't seen that yet either. I'm still, you know, holding out hopes
something will
pick it up. But
you never know. I know you get a lot older by the time things come out, and you're like, wow, I was so much younger than like, I did a Hallmark movie, I guess 2 years ago now, and it was just released, and actually Hallmark dropped it, and they released it to Tubi instead. And I think some other streaming services, but I can't remember right off the bat. It's called Hometown Remedy, I think is what it's called.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah,
were you in it? Did you make the cut?
So it's funny because I was technically, yes. I spent 24 hours working on that film. And I was what they call a featured extra. So I was in the background, but I was prominent in a few different scenes that was supposed to be guaranteed.
Not just a face in the crowd.
Yeah, it was supposed to be guaranteed that I was in it, and I got to watching it, and I would have to pause it and show you where I'm bent over in the background. So I worked 24 hours on it. I'm in it for about half a second, and you would never know. Like, so it's that's acting for you.
Where did you shoot that?
It was filmed in Versailles.
Oh, really?
Okay. Versailles, yeah.
Woodford County.
Yeah, and I did a short film called Jay that was filmed up in Hebron, Kentucky. That was released a little over a year ago, I think. Edward mentioned I was in the L8-1 commercial that's
well,
playing.
See, that was all
everywhere.
I knew. That's all he's told me.
Yeah, yeah. Which that's another story about acting where you're like, so they hired me to be, and this is acting for you. Great commercial, and if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a musical, great. It was the production team, everybody was great. But they hired me to be a juggling bartender, and they wanted me to juggle real L.A. bottles and do all these tricks and stuff. And I spent 4 weeks working every day, learning all these tricks with glass bottles. I busted glass all over my apartment. No joke. Like, it was a nightmare trying to learn how to juggle real glass bottles. And I got there that morning. I had to be there at 6 a.m. Got there, and when I walked in, they're like, well, we're not going to have you juggle. And I was like, okay, so what am I going to be? They're like, well, you're just going to be bartending, but you're going to get plenty of screen time. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, you just tell me what we're doing then. So if you watch that, you'll see me for 1 second.
Okay.
In that plenty of screen time.
So now we know what plenty of screen time means.
Yeah, in acting lingo, plenty of screen time is not 15 minutes of fame, I promise you. It's 1 second. 1 second. So, yeah, I've done a bunch of things like that.
Yeah, so setting out, going back to when you were 18, maybe even further than that, 17, 16, thinking about what you wanted to do. I know you've always wanted to be a magician.
Yeah.
But did you ever sit down and write, hey, I want to be a magician, I want to do it. Rock and roll circus. I want to be an actor. I mean,
no, I
are these just opportunities that availed themselves that you seized?
Almost everything that has happened outside of magic has been an opportunity that was presented because of magic. However, like I said, with the Opera House, when we first did the show there, I had done a big public meetup ghost hunt because we had an online forum and stuff, and we had our whole crew of people, and we came in. To the Opera House. It was my first time there in years at that point in time in 08. And this was like in May or something of that year. And while I was there, one of the guys on our team told Roger, hey, you should hire this guy. He's a magician. I had never even done a show other than two birthday parties like 3 years prior to that. So the paranormal world kind of started.